Get out the map, get out the map, and lay your finger anywhere.
Wow. While we were away in Michigan on our summer vacation, the oil from the BP spillage magically disappeared. Oil-eating microbes arose out of the muck like some crazy munch monsters, and yum, 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 they ate it up. For real? I'm a little suspicious about the reality of that claim, and so are the fisher folk who make their livelihood off the fruits of the sea, having no palate for the taste of chemical dispersant. I feel like it's a grand scheme by the oily boys who would like us to continue swallowing their fossil fuels without missing a gulp, without fear of consequences for our insatiable appetites. It's time to get real. I think a healthy skepticism is beneficial here, and an urgency in creating a real infrastructure for alternative energy and conservation. We drove our biodiesel Sprinter on Interstate 80 halfway across this very lengthy nation this summer, a first-time experience for me, and the outstanding landmarks on this horizontal highway were the boarded-up small towns connected by miles of power, oil, electric, and water lines, extracting what's left of the dwindling resources from this ravaged earth. Besides that, lots of adult bookstores and corn. Lots of corn. The fact is, it was exciting to see biodiesel and ethanol fuel pumps sprouting up along our nation's highways, and we took advantage of them. We also committed to replenishing our glass water containers along the way, filling up at truck stops and restaurants, which resulted in the purchasing of only one plastic bottle on our entire journey. Rolling through Laramie, Wyoming, we heard news that the gay marriage ban was overturned by U.S. District Court Judge Vaughn Walker. If you recall, Laramie was where a 21-year-old gay man named Matthew Shepard was viciously beaten and murdered and strung up on one of the thousands of snow fences that cut the hillsides just because he was gay. It was a solemn, sacred moment of justice to know that the court understood that the homosexual heartbeat is equal to the heterosexual. That decision provides us with a certain measure of security and whittles away at the hate that is at the root of that kind of tragedy. It's the small omens that sustain us through the madness and confusion of this life. We're all just looking for some relief. It was a relief to spend time on women's only land in the hardwood forest of Hart, Michigan. The Michigan Women's Music Festival takes place in a self-sufficient village built by women every spring for the last 35 years in preparation for the August arrival of about 9,000 of us looking to escape the never-ending struggle to function happily in a man's world. The festival, 5 days long, spanning over 593 acres, was started in 1976 by a woman named Lisa Vogel, who at 19 had the tenacity and focus to provide a safe space for women that would be filled with every imaginable kind of artistic expression, music, theater, comedy, dance, and workshops like Amazon knife and tomahawk throwing, stilt walking, creative croning, the lesbian tent revival. We were treated to the music of Laura Love, the Indigo Girls, Toshi Reagan, Holly Near, Farron, Mary Gaucher, the Butchies. The list goes on and on. We had hot showers, 3 delicious meals a day. If you needed first aid, you're sent to the womb. If you're upset, you go to the Oasis. If you want to see women wrestling in chocolate pudding, you go to the Twilight Zone. Children roam freely because there are infinite mother's eyes watching over them. We attended the festival with another lesbian couple and 4 of our teenage daughters. Here in the mainstream, we are constantly nagging them about their minuscule fashion choices, exposing more of their booties than they cover. We try to explain to our daughters that it's not their clothing that's the problem. It's the fact that there were over 95,000 reported rapes in the U.S. last year alone. There in Michigan, our girls were safe and free to dress appropriately for their pleasure, wicked crazy style, and for the weather. And considering the humidity, half naked was all good. It's a simple matter of real security, one that requires no government departments, no police, no surveillance, no weapons. It has something to do with a man-free environment. Now, that may offend some of you out there, but the fact is that every woman and girl on that land for those 5 days lived fear-free that someone would even think of violating her body, let alone do it. Just contemplate that for a moment. Michigan Festival is a microcosm of a better world that actually exists. The difference being that women run it, women build it, women make the decisions for the benefit of the collective experience. It's the kind of place you might read about in an Ursula Le Guin or Sally Gerhardt novel, but it's for real. We've seen it with our own eyes, and fortunately, so have our daughters.